Try to make it as interesting as possible.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
this was our 1924 Dodge. Now, when my brothers were 15, my twin brothers were 15, Mom decided that they were kind of getting too friendly with the girls up the street, and she didn't want anything like that. So she loaded us all up to take us to the caribou. So this thing, you can see with the fender, she had, I've got, there's other pictures, but you can't see them. But anyways, there was a bag here, and there was a bag here, and a bag in here. And as I said, there were seven of us in that car.
Wow.
And we made it to Boston Bar the first night, Clinton the second, and Williams Lake the third.
And what were the roads like? They must have been terrible.
I didn't bring them because I didn't figure, you know, narrow washboard. And when we were coming down one time, there was this car, like, you know, what the courtesy is, the person that on the inside goes into a cutoff, so they let the person on the outside have the room. This one wouldn't back down, and we had one wheel went over the wall, and But anyway, my brother didn't worry about it, away we went. But they were real washboarded, and of course with Mom, I guess she couldn't afford better tires. I think we had 12 flat tires.
12 flats, holy Christmas.
Every time we'd come along to a little creek, then we'd just stop, and the boys would take the tires off, fix them, away we went again.
And how about this photo here you're showing me? They're all...
Well, this is what I say, under Willingdon Heights, that creek must still be running. I guess they've got it tunneled under. But as I say, the water's right in here. And as I say, they weren't very formal.
No, they're dressed in grass skirts.
Right. But, you know, they had good times. I mean, there's no problem. You just went over the acreage and you do as you please because nobody's going to be looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
But Mom was supposed to be the... caretaker for it, but old Dominic never gave her any money, but the kids used to cut right through to go to school. Cut right across.
Now, mentioning school, then you brought some school stuff as well. Maybe you could talk a little bit about your school days.
As you can see, these are the attendance records for the school.
From 1928, this one?
I've been trying to I work at them periodically, whatever I feel like it.
So how many folks in your school, how many other students in that list?
You can see we had 40.
40?
This was less than 40 in this one.
So 40, and was it one room, one classroom?
No. Kitchener Street was a proper school. It was built. You've got a picture of Kitchener Street somewhere. No, it was a proper school
when
it was built.
So how many classrooms do you recall?
Eight.
Eight. Wow.
Yeah.
That was the whole
we went from,
gamut.
We were on the main floor for most of my school years. Then finally the school had to have a classroom put in the basement. There's one.
There's a photo of your class.
But, you know, trying to go back over this stuff and remember, the faces are familiar. I know the faces. The only thing is putting the names to them.
And all the girls are in skirts with long knee socks. And it looks like the boys can't see their legs, but I suspect they're in knee breeches like the other photograph.
Yeah, it was Marie Singh. She was doing the history of Kitchener Street School. And that was a number of years ago, too. Still can't see the boys' legs, can you?
No.
The girls are still in their skirts.
But they're all very, certainly the girls look all very neat and tidy and clean and...
Name was Betty, and you see she wore the apron.
That's
another thing I regret. Ooh, there you go.
That's a long list
there
of
it is.
Names,
There's
yes.
44.
So 1929, 44 students in your class.
Yeah. But... the one thing I regret is to watch the children now with their pens and their fingers all scrawled up. We learned writing, you know, our arm used to just flesh like this, and we held the pen so nicely, and it was just so graceful. Now, I mean, they're all scrunched up, and I figure, how can you even write?
Oh, there we go. We can see some boys in their knees there.
Yeah.
And some of them have a tie on as
there
well.
There again, see, there's 44 and there's 43.
Large classes. But it was single grade, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Well, we had lots of people.
So was your neighborhood then fairly populated by the time you went to school?
No.
Or were these kids traveling great distances to get there?
There was Alfred's store right up against the school. But as I say, I only walked 2 blocks. But no, all these children were all from our school. I mean, that's Kitchener Street School. Oh, no, there were, some of them had to walk from over at Esmond. And that was quite a walk, but they say they're certainly graceful looking things. But that was the only, before I'm going to digress, because what I told them, you didn't bring that book for me, bless your soul, because you could have got a lot more out of me if you brought that book along, because it talked about the Greer family, and they said they called her son Boo. Well, we didn't call it, we called him Bowie, and he was quite an athlete, and Clive and he played football together. But they said, I didn't want Ma Goodrich to get lost in the mists, because she was in that store. Her dad went overseas in 1916, and it was either before he went over or after that he borrowed that Ford car that she had, went off the road, broke the axle. When I was going through that book, it brought back memories galore. Ma Goodrich in the 4800 block of Hastings. And when I left, that was around 1916 or earlier, she had that store. And when I left in 1948, she still had the store there.
Hmm.
And she was a very obese lady, but she had a little post office there, and she was good people. But then again, see, there's 40, mm-hmm. 42. So you can see all our class didn't mean a thing. Here's what I've been trying to translate them, because they say they look familiar. There's the boys again. 43 again.
And as you went along through your schooling, any other memories stand out connected with it? You remember?
No, of course, we had the May Days.
Mm-hmm.
And,
May Day?
You know, I mean, and... we had, it wasn't a social thing per se like we have, you would have now.
You went to school, you did your work, you came home, and
yeah, there was no PTA or anything like that, and so it was just a matter of going to school, that was all.
So how long did you last in school? Did you make it through elementary school?
Lasted to grade 10.
Grade 10, well, very good.
Because I've got somewhere in it here, there's one picture of the high school. That's not it. I don't know where it is. But anyway, they're just the one of the high school. But everybody looks so familiar. There's Betty again. I'd have to go down here. Helen Johnson was my girlfriend. She's there. But to try to go and put names to these people, it's. I think that was Jim, because he was bigger than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.